Hello, this is Rainbow Bee, and this is another Random Bee Rambles. So, I love sunsets. I love the sunsets where I live. Because, you know, depending on, you know, how far from the equator you are, you're gonna get different sunsets, and depending on, like, the season and the air quality, like, you know, there's different places have different sunsets, and I've seen some gorgeous sunsets, from people out of Colorado, and it's just like, damn, those are beautiful. But, you know, the sunsets here, I know them, they're home, they are so beautiful. Like, okay, to me there's, like, winter and summer, and technically, you know, like, I guess there's spring and there's autumn, but, no, to me I just say spring, I say, summer and winter, in case you didn't know, I'm a little pagan, an eclectic pagan, so, that results in me just doing whatever. Basically. So to me it's, you know, summer and winter. And honestly there's like the sunsets change, obviously, but then you just look at it and you're like, wait, that's not how it was before. Like in the winter, last winter I saw some spectacular sunsets. There's this one part on the highway that it kind of just, like, goes up, and you have, like, 2 seconds to just glance and just take it in. Unless you're the passenger, and then it's just, I do apologize for my dog's barking. That's a little liar. She likes to try to convince the other dogs that there's something to go bark at, so that they'll get up from their spots near me and go to investigate what she's barking about, and then once she knows that they're over there, she comes back and sits near me. Like, it didn't work this time. But, yeah, I'm outside my backyard, so you're gonna be hearing things, mostly my dogs, maybe the road. maybe a train. I think I hear a train actually now. No, it's just a really crappy truck. You know, a crappy truck near versus a train kind of far away, they kind of sound the same when, you're wearing headphones, which I am. but, yeah, like, in the winter, there's some beautiful, just beautiful sunsets. Like, it was so beautiful. Like, it was orange and reds, and every time that I managed to, like, go at that specific time where, like, all the buildings and trees and everything were just black silhouettes against the horizon, and it was just beautiful. Like, it was gorgeous. Just
just, it was like,
words are failing me. If only I could paint it for you. This is why I was an art major, not an English major. It was a spectacular, like, golden, okay, golden yellows and oranges that just fed into, like, a red, and it was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful. And now we're going over into summer now, and the sunset was this beautiful, like, soft blue and like a dusky lavender, and the clouds were like a darker, like, they were a darker kind of dusky lavender. I don't know what I would call that. Like slate, but more purple. I don't know what I would call that. But the clouds were that kind of dark, slaty purple, purpley slate color. And there was just splashes of the most brilliant pink from the sun setting. It was beautiful. And right now, the moon is starting to dip down, and it's a gorgeous golden color. It's like a little sickle at the moment, and it's just beautiful. There's some planet near it. Just so you know, the way you can tell a star from a planet is planets don't twinkle. Stars do. So that's just, I'm sorry if you can hear me cracking my knuckles in my wrist. I apologize if that freaks anyone out. sorry, I keep doing it too, but you know, once you start, you gotta keep going until you're done. I do apologize. But yeah, it's a beautiful, the moon is a beautiful kind of golden sickle, and because of the light pollution in the area, like, towards the horizon, it's kind of a pale, not mauve, because it's a little bit more on the blue side. It's still kind of got those reddish tints to it, but it's so pale that I wouldn't want to call it, like, purple. Like, it's really washed out kind of color, like, low saturation at the horizon from all the light. But the further up you go, it turns into kind of that dusky lavender. And then kind of an aubergine color if you're, like, looking straight up. Okay, yeah, aubergine. I can see, that's too far up. It has to be Ursa Minor. Ursa Major would be closer to the horizon. I love stars. I had an app at one point that you could point your device up at the sky, and it would show you the constellations, you know, using GPS and all that. But yeah, it was beautiful. That was a really great app, and sunsets are beautiful. And everything's beautiful. I mean, not everything, but like the ugly parts of people, that's That's heartbreaking. That's just really heartbreaking. Because we can be better. Humans are social creatures. The survival of the fittest, our survival, our fittest way of survival was community. We stuck together. We worked. Oh my God, we worked together. Humans have such amazing pack bonding going on that, you know, we are so much invested in community that we looked outside of our species to expand our community to domesticated animals, dogs, cats, cattle, livestock. The tricky dog ran off very excitedly, and that got the other dog's attention. She may be trying new tactics to lure them away. Or she might actually be interested in, I don't know, maybe a cat or something. But, I mean, we're so good at pack bonding, we can figure out kind of, like, we can figure out what animals are thinking. Like, and that's like a superpower. That's, you know, like, being able to read, like, the body language and understand the mentality of completely different kind of, well, not completely different. Everything on Earth evolved from, like, well, not everything, but, like, where I'm sitting, I am distantly related to, like, everything that came from one single cell organism that was, like, in the ocean, and then, bam, Tree of Life. Not the pagan one, the scientific one. And it's just so astounding, and fighting for survival, like, against each other, because that's just how things are, because of resources. But for better than that, we've developed I'm so frustrated. Like, greed is not human nature. Fuck Ayn Rand and all the Republicans that subscribe to that selfish and cruel ideology. It is not true of humans. The reason we've survived is because we worked together. And we became top of the food chain bullshit. And now, like, yeah, we don't have to worry about other animals and shit. But now we have what we're doing to the environment, what we're doing to each other, and we can be better. We can be better. I don't know how I could. I mean, I'm not good. I try to be good. I try to be kind. I'm so intensely aware when I fail. And you know what? Apparently some people think that my failing, apparently I hold myself to standards that, just standards that other people don't. And that's true, okay? You always hold yourself in stricter standards than other people. I mean, excluding abusive relationships, because that's we can be better. I mean, there's a lot to fix, and I don't know how to fix it. I don't know that there is a way to fix it. But we have to try. And generally, people are trying. It's just they have different ideas. Or maybe that's not something that they value. I mean, we can be better, though. And it doesn't have to be much. It's just I love the Terry Pratchett Discworld books, and one of my favorite characters is Granny Weatherwax, Esmeralda Weatherwax, or Esme Weatherwax. Anyway, I adore her. And I can't remember the exact wording, but one of the things that she says in one of the books, and I don't even know which one. Oh, I love Discworld so much. But one of the quotes that I'm gonna just paraphrase is like that the evils in the world come from treating people like things. Like someone was gonna argue with her about it, and she insisted, that all of that is bad, but it comes from thinking about other people as things, as less than you. And it's so difficult to, unlearn things, and it's difficult, but it's worth it, I think. It can be painful, and it can be difficult, but I think it's worth it. I mean, to make the world better. I mean, we're all we have. I mean, there might be intelligent life somewhere in the galaxy, somewhere in the universe, but we're alone. We're, in our solar system, as far as we know, we're all alone on this tiny little speck. We're all we have. And we need to try to be better for each other. But anyway, there is a lot going on in the world. And nothing is ever black and white. Things are chain reactions. It's hard to pinpoint when something went wrong. And trying to figure out exactly when something went wrong is how you can go about fixing it. And I don't know that we could do that because there's a lot of things. You know what? I'm gonna go on my little... I don't know if I've said it before. If I have gone on about... If I became the supreme ruler of small nation, my little spiel of how I would set things up. Well, firstly... it would be extremely socialist. It wouldn't be like all industry is controlled by the state. That's just unnecessary. The essentials are produced by the state. Water, electricity, healthcare, education, housing, but there'd be the government housing, and it would be held to the bare minimum standard. Because, you know, these are, like, the bare minimum. If you want to do more, you can. Like, if you want to own property, that would totally be a thing. I wouldn't care. I'd tax you. Just pay for the rest of everything. Like, I don't understand why people don't like taxes. Like, yeah, okay. It hurts having a lot less than you were hoping in your paycheck. But it's paying for society. I mean, come on, guys. That's... Do you want... like, you need to... Even if it's not directly benefiting you, you are still benefiting from it. Like, you benefit from public education, even if you don't have children in public education, because then there are intelligent, educated people, or there should be intelligent, educated people, who, you know, you would improve society because they're around you. They're society. They're part of it. You are a part of it. Why wouldn't you want to improve it in ways that you can? I don't understand. I'm a big hippie, okay? I'm a hippie socialist. If there wasn't huge countries, like, you know, I keep having all these tangents that I want to go off on. But and my dog's found a water bottle and has decided that's her chew toy. So if there's crinkles, that's what's up. Maybe she just wanted to snuggle it. Nah, I don't know what she's up to. But one of the things is, I think we're overcrowded. Like, it's not that. Okay. Ah, fuck. It's not that we're, like... I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things. I don't know how to solve problems. And when pointing at society and gesturing in confusion of how we ended up here. Like, there's so much shit. Like, there's so much fucking shit. All of human history is what has brought us to this point. And that's a lot of places to fuck up. And then we're stubborn. We're stubborn creatures. We don't like change. We like change, but we also don't like it. And that's difficult. I mean, and all change isn't good. But some change is necessary. And something needs to happen soon. And I get so frustrated. Because it's like so much of the wealth that could fix society just it needs so much infrastructure done. Like, infrastructure that doesn't exist needs to be put in place for everything to flourish. And all of that wealth that it would cost is there. But it's held by, like, a few dozen people in the world. Or a few dozen families, whatever the fuck, I don't know. And that wealth concentration is just fucking everything up. Like, not that everyone needs to be fucking equal. Everyone gets $5 every day, or whatever the crap, I don't know. But, like, that's just unstable. That is unstable. That's unsustainable. And a society can only be unsustainable for so long before something breaks. And then a bloody revolution happens. And revolutions suck because they hurt the people who need that help most. And sometimes at the end, it hasn't improved for anything. I kind of ranted about this before with one of my friends, and he quoted something about, like, you know, revolutions always coming and back again to how it was before. It's a famous thing, but I can't think of it. And it's just, like, so frustrating. People hear taxes and they think, they dehumanize the people who get the most benefits from it and consider it them being robbed. You need to upkeep society. You need to contribute. Are you gonna let your house go to shit? No. You do maintenance. You do renovations if you are able to. Oh, you want to add on, like, an extra bathroom? That's gonna cost money. Is it necessary? Do you need it? Well, then you have to fucking pay for it. Like, you can't ignore, like, society is the house that we all live in. We all have to contribute to it, and because of circumstances, there's so much wrong, and it all comes from thinking of other people as less, and that can be out of fear, that can be out of hatred, it can be out of many things. We can be better. I know we can be better. And every act of kindness that anyone does, it's proof that we can be better. Humanity's survival of the fittest has been forming communities. And if we don't refocus back on what communities are, about what communities mean to us, like, it's gonna collapse. If we just ignore what made us the strongest to get to the top of the food chain on this planet, if we ignore what was our strongest feature that allowed us to get here, we're gonna be fucking doomed. And we can be better. No, we can't.